trip wears differently on some of us. For us girls, we have a couple of photo shoots in the morning, a little bit of practice at night, and for the most part, get to do what we please with the rest of our day. It's not a bad gig. Unfortunately, for all of us girls, there's only one crew, and they're up for every sunrise and sunset for the entire 8-day trip. For them, this week is a bit of a grind, but with the right lighting, the right location, and a little bit of luck, it's all worth it in the end.
The sunrise shots create some really interesting moments. The sun is going to rise at that time, regardless of if we're ready or not. So we'll be in the lobby, we'll be waiting, girls will come down, and then it's like, boom, and we're off to location. Every second leading up is critical.
Okay, we're going to sit. Like, we'll start kind of like this.
There's nothing more beautiful than a calendar shoot taken at sunrise. Just as the sun approaches the horizon, there are about 50 minutes of gorgeous golden light, often referred to as the magic hour.
Colors are amazing.
As that time approaches, the conversation dies down. You can sense a collective focus in the group. Here, the scenery is at its most beautiful, and no one wants to miss the perfect shot.
Yeah, I like that. Good girl. Relax it down. There you go. Tight tummy. There you go.
Your adrenaline is going. I feel like I hear this clock just ticking in my head.
The posing was really hard because I've never done this before, and it felt really awkward.
Shake your hair a little bit. Yeah, I like the smile in this.
Very nice. Very nice.
But to see the sunrise over the ocean was breathtaking. It made me want to be breathtaking for the picture.
Chin down and this way a little bit right there.
You don't get to be nervous when you're around a sunrise that pretty.
Okay, come here, Carrie, real quick.
You know, when you look at it through a camera of Steve's view, then it's one of the most magnificent views. It's amazing.